the main reason, I suppose, was I suffered from diabetes for the best part of 60 years at that time. I've been a heavy smoker for almost all my life. Arteries do flare up, harden, circulation deteriorates, and this was a result of all of those. Not so one couldn't attribute a single cause to the problem with my leg. It was progressive, sparked off, I suppose, by the rather strange effects you get from bypass surgery. I mean, there are many and varied, and perhaps it's just worth mentioning those that, I mean, there was, in my case, I mean, they said to me beforehand, and this backs up the don't bring your books about work in because you won't read them. You can't concentrate. You can't even concentrate on a simple novel. More than one page is a trial. In my case, my emotions were absolutely thrown into the air. I remember when I was in hospital for this bypass on the leg, rather on the work on the leg, when I was able to get around, I went to the day room on one occasion, started talking to a fellow patient who, strangely enough, had some shared experience with my father. I mean, he'd been on a ship in the Far East and whatever else, and mentioned, recollections my father brought back. Dear, I was in tears. I couldn't stop crying. And I'm just not an emotional person, and I couldn't understand it. But they'd forecast all of this. Your emotions will be fought. Apparently, disengaging you from your heart and putting you on a machine does these things, and all of the things they said would happen did, and I was intrigued by the whole process. And then, of course, the good old thing did happen when I was in there with the bypass. I was in the day room one day. They forgot I was in there, and I had a hypo, which panicked the staff in the. Because I was in a ward, of course, that was dealing with surgery and things, and diabetes, better look that up in the textbooks. They didn't know how to cope with diabetes, and I woke up to find my wife, my boss from work, who was visiting at the time, and about four...